This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This is not your father's Republican Party. This is a MAGA party.
Did someone say party?
Look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
No.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
They're taking away fundamental rights. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Americans, particularly those in middle income and lower income strata, are in a full-blown panic about what they're seeing when they fill up their gas tank.
All right, let's just stay calm here.
Yeah, this summer is going to be rough. I'll just be honest with you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, the final hour for the day, and Howie will be back with you for the full show tomorrow, 844-500-4242. So as many of you know, this week the Massachusetts House and Senate voted to override a veto by Governor Charlie Baker that would have struck down this crazy bill to allow illegal immigrants in Massachusetts, illegal aliens, to get legal driver's licenses through the Registry of Motor Vehicles here in Massachusetts. And they've overridden that veto, so now illegal immigrants will be able to get driver's licenses in Massachusetts. There's a lot of questions as to what this really means. I think this was passed without proper study, as most things are in Massachusetts, and without proper due diligence as far as all of that is concerned. With us now to kind of help us be walked through what's going to happen now is Jessica Vaughn. She's Director of Policy Studies for the Center for Immigration Studies. Jessica, thanks for being on with us tonight. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So, first of all, what does it mean for an illegal now that they're able to obtain a driver's license? What does that enable them to do aside from driving, which is the obvious answer? What are the unobvious answers?
Well, an illegal alien or an undocumented person now living in the Commonwealth will suddenly become documented with almost any identity that they want to create. I mean, this really trashes the integrity of the Massachusetts driver's license. They will be able to drive to their illegal employment that they'll be able to obtain illegally by offering a driver's license as identity. Because employers in Massachusetts are not required to verify that people they hire are work authorized, so they'll be able to live and work illegally. They can use that license to collect all manner of welfare benefits and public assistance that taxpayers fund every year, to great cost, and they will be able to live here as if they are here legally, right in plain sight, under an identity that they choose that enables them to shield their past from law enforcement authorities or banks or landlords or employers or pretty much everyone.
So that's a good start right there.
Really welcome that.
Right. That's a good start right there. The documentation that's required to obtain a driver's license in Massachusetts. I pulled up the application for a driver's license, not a real ID, because with a real ID, you need a birth certificate and you need to be able to prove that you're a legal U.S. citizen, which we'll get to. But one of the questions they ask is, what is your social security number? Now, obviously, an illegal immigrant is not going to have an SSN. So it says if you do not have a social security number, you will need an SSA denial notice and foreign passport. It seems to me that an illegal alien would not be able to provide those either, correct?
Well, some of them may have their passports from their home country if they're a visa overstay, for example, and that's about 40% of illegal aliens came in on a visa, so they would have a passport. But an illegal alien might also have a passport. Most of them probably don't. But the other thing they can do is get a consular ID card from their country's consulate in the United States, and many of them are in Boston and other cities in the Commonwealth, and those are not verifiable or, you know, really credible forms of identification, but the registry is going to be, it's going to have to take them. The registry is going to be forced to basically take, identity documents that can easily be fraudulent. And then they're going to issue them a fairly secure document, or what will be up until next July, a fairly secure document, which is the Massachusetts license, even though it's not, you know, even if it's not a real ID compliant one. So it really compromises the identity verification in the Commonwealth. And what other states that have done this have found is that illegal aliens from all over the country will flock to any state that has these lenient standards for licenses to get themselves documented. I'm sure illegal aliens in New Hampshire are also looking forward to being able to come to the registry in Massachusetts and give fake residency documents and, their home country passport, that consular ID card.
How many other states
be able to take advantage of it?
How many other states do this that we're aware of?
It's about 15 or 16 who allow illegal aliens to get driver's licenses. Most of the states in New England allow it. Like New York was very recently allowed driver's licenses, but it's a very controversial policy, and that's why most states have not adopted it. Especially after 9/11, when the 19 hijackers had 30 some state driver's licenses between them that they used to get by in the United States while they were coming up with this plot. We all know why we shouldn't give driver's licenses to illegal aliens, but advocates for illegal immigration and apologists for it have come up with all of these dubious arguments, like, we have to let them, take their kids to school and get around when they're not supposed to be here to begin with, and we don't really know who they are.
Right.
So it's a big vulnerability.
As has been pointed out so many times over the past couple of weeks on this issue, you go to the airport, you still have to take off your shoes because of this failed shoe bombing attempt several years ago. But we've got what really amounted to illegal aliens, terrorists, who produced all kinds of fake documents and flew four planes either into buildings or into the ground. And we haven't really done all that much as far as that is concerned, protecting our systems that really do hold up some integrity for documenting the people that are supposed to be here. I think the bigger question that other people have, before we get to the voter registration, what has this done in those states, those 15 or 16 states that you mentioned, for insurance rates in those states? Do we know?
Well, there's not a lot of information that has been collected on this, but there are some states that have studied it, and the state of New Mexico, for example, found that giving out driver's licenses to illegal aliens did not increase the numbers of people who were insured, and it did not decrease uninsured driving. In fact, what they found was that the illegal aliens would come in with an insurance policy and then cancel it like a month after they got their driver's license. So they were still driving around uninsured. It doesn't mean that you the highways are going to be any safer, that there's going to be any better training for illegal aliens getting licenses. They can bring in a license from another state like California or New York, and the registry is going to accept that. you know, without knowing if they, you know, what kind of driver skills they have.
They may not even really have to take the exam to get the driver's license, right?
No, they're subject to the same requirements as adults, you know, in, you know, who are citizens or legal permanent residents in Massachusetts.
Wow.
So it's not, you know, it's a myth that this is going to somehow magically make the roads safer, that an illegal alien in possession of this license is somehow going to be a better driver or a more responsible resident of the Commonwealth. No, it's just, if anything, it's going to embolden them.
Right.
And attract more illegal immigration and make it easier for people who really want to hide in plain sight to get that document, thereby cheapening everybody else's document. And, it's really irresponsible.
What is from what you've seen, what's the communication between the RMV and the local voter registration boards in the cities and towns? Is there a good rapport between them, or is this absolutely rife for even more fraud, especially in Massachusetts, where we don't have any voter ID requirements?
Well, that depends on the town or the municipality, you know, how vigilant they are in checking credentials for voter registration. If a town clerk wants to try to verify someone's citizenship, they can do that themselves, but what they can't do is get any information from the registry on what documents the person provided to get the license. The license is going to be of no help to a town clerk in determining someone's citizenship and eligibility to vote. They're going to be on their own for that. In fact, the legislature decided to kind of put up a wall between the clerks and their system. They're not going to save any records of what someone produced to get a license, and they're not going to share anything they know with the town clerks. So it does leave the town clerks in a difficult position.
Wow. Is there anything that we can do now that this is kind of the law of the land here? What can Massachusetts voters do about this now?
Well, the law doesn't go into effect until next July, which I thought was pretty interesting. There are people like Jeff Diehl are talking about the referendum petition where voters can try to overturn a law that's passed by the legislature if they file a petition within 30 days. I don't know how likely that is to succeed. I mean, the polling data shows that probably most Massachusetts voters are not in favor of this from the WGBH poll I saw. Really, I think what needs to happen is the federal government, we need to have a presidential administration in place or a Congress that insists that the Federal Real ID Act really be enforced. It was passed after 9/11, and most states quickly moved into compliance and stopped giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. But over time, the advocates for illegal aliens have, you know, really worked on certain legislatures and gotten that rolled back. But under federal law, there are ways to really disadvantage Massachusetts for having done this, but they're not being enforced. So the deadlines keep getting moved. So, I think that would be the best solution, would be for our federal government to say, look, this is simply not acceptable. You're a sanctuary state, and we're going to penalize the state for allowing the integrity of its driver's licenses to slip. And people aren't going to be able to board airplanes, go into federal buildings, or certain other things without an acceptable form of identification.
It's despicable. Really, it's scary. Yeah, there's no telling what kind of waters we're in here now. Jessica Vaughn, thank you so much for coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it. CIS.org, Center for Immigration Studies, if you want to learn more about Jessica and all the work that they do over there. We really appreciate it, Jessica. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr. the original carpetbagger. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
And coincidentally, Howie is in Portland right now, heading toward Maria's Restaurante around 7:30 tonight. Make sure you drop in and say hi. One of the texters suggested maybe use the gift card you purchased to pick up Howie's tab. I think that'd be a nice gesture if you're so inclined. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by Brain Peak 9. Are you having more senior moments lately? Brain Peak 9 can help you think more clearly and have better focus in all your daily tasks. Get your 60-day supply of Brain Peak 9 for $10 off their lowest sales price, plus free shipping with discount code Howie. Just go to brainpeak9.com, that's the number 9, and enter discount code Howie. Do it now before you forget. Matt, what is today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is the Biden administration doing this on purpose?
Yes.
96% say yes.
I've said that all along. All of this, they've really taken the let no crisis go to waste mantra to heart, and they are certainly milking all of the crises going on for all they're worth. 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, good evening. Good afternoon, Taylor.
Evening.
So let's get something right off the table, you know, immediately. Is thousands and thousands of illegal or undocumented Massachusetts residents drive on the Massachusetts roads every day, and they have been for years. That's the first thing. And the second point is that this has been step by step, incrementally moving towards this day for years. And through my experience, I have dealt with just about everybody out there, people that have been in the country for 10 years. They own property. They have farming jobs and families. And I would ask them sometimes, you know, why didn't you ever get a driver's license in Massachusetts? And they would say, well, I've spent thousands of dollars on immigration lawyers, and it's all about getting the Social Security number. I've seen what your guest, Ms. Vox, was talking about. I've seen the consulate cards, which are worthless, fake passports, international driver's licenses, fake driver's licenses, real fraudulent mass driver's licenses. And they used to be able to go to Washington State. I think Pennsylvania, Washington State were real popular because you could get a driver's license with a Social Security number, then come to Massachusetts and just walk in and get a mass license. But why I said this was marching towards this was because for years, people don't understand this, but it was basically decriminalized.
I've only got a few seconds left here. What's your ultimate point, Baxter?
So the ultimate point was is it doesn't even show up on a border probation check. It's a $100 fine in court, and it's basically just that's all.
Yeah, we got to hold you there. I'm sorry, Baxter. Plain and simple, though, illegals should not have driver's licenses. Yeah, I get it. They've been on the roads for quite some time. We'll talk about this more coming up after the break. Stay tuned. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. I just wanted to harp on Baxter's point for just a moment before we go to the rest of these calls here on driver's licenses for illegals, undocumented migrants in Massachusetts. And that is, yes, I think we all realize that illegal immigrants have been driving on Massachusetts roads for years and years and years, and thousands do to this day. I grew up in a city that is basically a sanctuary, an undeclared sanctuary city, New Bedford, Massachusetts, for illegal aliens. And it's a huge problem. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is a big problem. And it's something I've grown up with. I've seen it, and I've covered stories where the driver of a hit and run was an illegal. But the big question was, why are these undocumented workers seldom, if ever, prosecuted for any vehicular crimes they commit? And the answer is no papers. No papers. The cops, whether they're state cops or local cops, they don't want to be bogged down with all the paperwork and trying to track these people down and keep the, and they never show up. So how many of these people have warrants? My question being, will the driver's license erase that problem? Will it give some paperwork to the cops that pull these people over if they were to commit any vehicular crimes? Will they be more inclined to file a report rather than just letting it skate by if it's a minor offense? I don't know. It's one of many, many questions that we weren't able to get to with Jessica Vaughn. I'm sure we'll have her on again soon to talk more about this. But let's get back to your calls, 844-500-4242. Jeff, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks, Taylor. Good job. Question, not the last time I renewed my license as a taxpaying, law-abiding citizen, I had to take an eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they at least going to take an eye exam to get the license? Are they going to at least have to prove they can read street signs? I don't understand this. If they're just going to be handed a license, we're going to start doing something about this. This is dangerous. We can't even prove it.
Right. But Jeff, out of all the things that can be faked, I mean, an eye exam is pretty easy to pass, don't you think?
Yeah, but are they at least going to try and do it? To look in that little whistle thing and tell me which way the lady's going. they're not even going to do that, Taylor. This is how ridiculous this is. If I didn't take that eye exam, I wouldn't have been able to renew my license.
Right. No, I get it. But if you wear eyeglasses, they let you take the test with your glasses on or your contacts, whatever it is, corrective lenses. And as long as your driver's license reflects that you need corrective lenses to drive, it's completely valid. Well, it used to be completely valid, but I think that's a minor hurdle. I get the overarching point, though, that it's just one more thing that we have to do in order to obtain what we once thought was a legitimate document, but has now become illegitimized starting next July. Thanks very much for the call, Jeff. Zebra, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, I'm going to be real quick and hit you rapid fire so the rest of people can get in. There's 17 states that Hills were reporting. The closest are Vermont, New York, and Connecticut. All give it to them. And didn't the RMV of Massachusetts just admit they didn't even take a field test for their drivers, and like 60% of the people that were supposed to go down and take the driver's test, the field test?
You're right.
Didn't
that was
show
part.
Up?
Yeah. How many other things has the RMV been lax in after that motorcycle gang was mowed down by a legal immigrant to the United States, the Ukrainian? I believe it was Ukrainian. Vladimir, I believe his name was. But yeah, we discovered a whole range of issues that they weren't processing people's out-of-state offenses to have their licenses revoked in Massachusetts. It was completely criminal, and yeah, that was one of the things, Zebra, that they weren't they weren't filing these exams. They were just passing people, just blankly passing people, and not even making them take any sort of an exam, a driving test or whatnot. You're absolutely right. Thanks for reminding us of that. Like I said, even with the eye exam, what's the point? What's the point? Thanks very much for the call. Phil, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, how you doing? I saw some of the ideas. How you doing?
Good.
Doing a good job.
Thanks.
That lady was unbelievable. The bottom line is this. I'll make it simple. There's no mention of a learner's permit. There's no mention of they'll come on board with a perfect driving record, even though they're probably rolling 15 cars over in whatever country they come from. We can't get the real ID thing straightened out. And then what's going to happen is eventually they'll say, the system's broken. The system's broken. Someone was talking about those fake licenses, international, this, that, bang, boom. Pretty soon, there'll be no laws at all. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I feel your frustration, Phil. My biggest qualm, I suppose, one of my biggest qualms with the systems that we have in place and the certain agencies that oversee these regulations, Phil, is that they seldom talk to each other. We're living in 2022. We're halfway through 2022, and we haven't found this centralized system where, you know, these agencies, these governmental agencies like the RMV and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement can find like this common database where they can talk back and forth and check up on somebody and see if that's who they claim to be and check their status, their records and whatnot. It's incredible to me that we don't have that. And that's still a problem, believe it or not, with a lot of police departments, even in Massachusetts. They don't talk to each other as much as they could. Many, many books about that and crimes that could have been easily solved if police departments had a better way of communicating with each other, had a more centralized system. Thanks very much for the call, Phil. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing, man?
Good.
Nice to see you back on the radio. You know, for me, I got to tell you, I support the licenses for illegal immigrants, provided they make it easier for regular citizens to get it as well. But I'll tell you, everybody wants to complain about illegals, oh, it's hard, you know, we hate illegals, this and that. But you know what?
I'm listening.
Blame yourselves, okay? We here, we're voting for the same old people time and time again. Okay, and then we wonder why there's never change happening here. It's you. I want everybody in the audience today to take a look in the mirror.
Paul, who could you have voted for that would have prevented this? I mean, Charlie Baker, even somebody that many of us didn't vote for. I understand. Yeah, he got the memo after the votes came down that this was, they were going to override his veto. So he said, all right, I'll veto it just to make myself look good. But even he couldn't do anything about this. Who could you have voted for that would have prevented this?
Well, I'll tell you what. At the moment, there's nobody I could vote for to prevent this. But I'll tell you what I would have done. I wouldn't have voted for Ted Kennedy over and over again. That's what I wouldn't have done. Thank you, Massachusetts. I wouldn't have voted for John McCain. That flip-flop who was over here with good old Teddy talking about amnesty before he was running for president because he was testing the waters. I wouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? But everybody over here is like, oh, well, so let's vote for the same guy again. Hey, America, wake up. It's you.
Ted Kennedy's been dead for, 12, 13, coming up on 13 years, Paul. I mean, I get that, and I remember covering a lot of Ted Kennedy stuff when I was just starting out. But say what you will about him, as a senator, he did a lot for Massachusetts, and especially the fishing industry where I grew up, and making sure that the government kept its nose out of their jobs. I mean, you can't blame people for looking out for their own interests, even though he's pushing a more nationalized agenda. I mean, even Barney Frank was the same way, even for illegals and the fishing industry in Massachusetts. These guys looked out for their bread and butter back home, where on a national agenda, you know, they can pull a hoodwink once in a while. I you can't really blame the voters on this one, I don't think. But thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. What can we say? Like Jessica Vaughn was saying, you know, it's going to take some sort of petition filed within 30 days of this law being passed, in order to get something moving in a proper amount of signatures, and maybe we can take it off. You know, it'll go into effect for a little while. Then we can have another ballot measure to repeal it. But, you know, that's a very, very uphill climb. Chris, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I'd just like a couple of things. One, I'd like to agree. The last caller was absolutely spot on, even though you disagree with him. But getting back to your question, just as you came off break, having them have licenses you thought that would make them more responsibility.
No, I never said that they would be more responsible. I said maybe the cops would be more apt to document crimes because there's a paper trail now that's being created in Massachusetts. I never said an illegal would be more responsible with their driving and reporting anything.
Okay, well, I disagree anyway, because what it's going to do is it's going to make them even more irresponsible. Reason being is, yeah, they get stopped running a red light or a stop sign or whatever. They're going to pull the license out, okay, slap on the wrist. But when they hit somebody, run somebody over, hit, you know, have an accident, hey, no speaker English, no license, no nothing, and then disappear. And I can tell you, the last three acts, I'm on the road, I do about 40,000 miles a year, just in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last 20 years, I've had three accidents. The last one was about 8 or 10 years ago in Andover on Route 120. No, yeah, Andover on Route 125. Prior to that was in Rhode Island and Providence. And prior to that was on 495 in Tewksbury, Lowell, Tewksbury, heading north. When they were rebuilding the bridge and everything, it was a nightmare. And all three of them, all three accidents were illegals. People couldn't speak English. They disappeared. It's a good thing I have a good, you know, my insurance company's out of Texas and USAA. And, you know, they took care of me 100% immediately. And it was their issue to go after these people that just fell off the face of the earth. They disappeared. And the cops didn't care. And in two instances, they were local cops. The one in Andover and the one down in one on 495, and the those were state cops. They don't care. And then the only local one was the one in Andover, and you know, they couldn't find the guy afterwards either. So
no, like I said, it's most of these cases are hit and runs. They get the hell out of there and never to be seen again. And if you get a good Samaritan that was able to catch a license plate, well, what good is that going to do you? They're going to switch the plates once they get back. Don't misunderstand me. I don't think anything's going to improve with this, and I'm not advocating for illegals getting driver's licenses. My young yet old mind is somewhat still optimistic, as Joe Biden says, that people might actually do their jobs if they're made easier for them, if there's some way to track who these people are and if they are who they say they are. But then again, if this is all predicated on BS and you know, forged documents, then what the hell good is any of it other than to say, well, maybe next election we can see how the best way to sneak them through the voter lines. And you know, again, there's little to no communication between these election boards and the RMV and ICE. I mean, that's a three-pronged approach that should take place into vetting not just illegals but everybody, into verifying if they're a documented legal U.S. citizen and making sure that they're eligible to vote. And if we're not doing that, I mean, the game's up. And you're going to see what happened in 2020 over and over and over again. They won't even need to do all the mail-in crap, because they'll have plenty of illegals pouring across the border like we're seeing now, one of the largest caravans in history headed towards the U.S.-Mexico border right now, larger than the last one, as is being reported. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
South of the border, down Mexico.
Oh, Matt, I just got a Fox News headline alert. Jason Alexander crashes Britney Spears' wedding. Cops called. Oh my God, George Costanza? No, it's Britney Spears' ex-husband, Jason. Different Jason Alexander. So thank God George Costanza's legacy lives another day. But that's a very George move, if I ever heard one. By the way, Sunday night, I'm going to be at Capo in Southie, West Broadway in South Boston. And it's 6 to 9. It's going to be a very, very fun time. Imagine the scene from Goodfellas where Henry Hill brings in Karen through the basement of the Copa. And, you know, they set out a table in front, right in front of Henny Youngman. I'm going to be Jerry Vale, okay? I'm going to be the Sinatra singer at Capo this Sunday from 6 to 9. Live band, keys, bass, drums. It's going to be a great time. I hope to see you there. I definitely call in a reservation if you can make it 6 to 9 at Capo on Sunday for a nice Sinatra night. Thanks very much. Justin, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Justin.
As far as giving the licenses to illegals, we know the usual excuses that the left, especially in this state, has, which is, well, they're going to be driving anyway, so if they're already going to be driving, we might as well make sure they're licensed. How do we go about making them have the liberals have the exact same mentality when it comes to giving us, the legal American citizens in this state, an LTC, which we have to fight tooth and nail to get? How can we get them to just say, hey, they're all going to have the guns, whether we like it or not. So just give them their damn permits as long as they're not a felon.
Yeah. That's such a good point. Such a good point, Justin. And those arguments they give, it's a complete non-starter. The one that they really love to dig in is no human is illegal. They are if they cross over illegally. They are not a documented citizen of the United States, and they've come across illegally. They've spat in the face of our laws. And what's to stop them from going even further? I don't imagine Massachusetts is going to go so far as to hand out guns, but what's to stop them from providing some sort of identification, a step further, some forged document, now that they've got a legal, legitimate driver's license, getting a legal gun? I don't know. These are all great questions, and I share in the frustration out there. Howie's back tomorrow, 3 to 7 from New Hampshire. This is the Howie Carr Show.